Lord will bless your name. We thank you for such a time as this, Lord. We thank you for your power that is present to heal, to save, to deliver. Thank you for your presence in this place, in this gathering. If there's anybody here that is sick, I want you to lay your hands on that part of your body, that part of your body. If it's something that is, or you're standing in for someone, you can lay your hand on your chest, but lay your hand on that part of the body where you're not feeling well right now. God's presence is here to heal. Lay proud of those. And te frene kinda kato koto shari ada dos. Eli baga dos. Zonde frene ke brando zontori anamande. Eli talapante katosk adili ada dos. Ada dos. We command healing right now in the name of Jesus. Alabo shada deya. Kapande frene. No monto paka deske vida yara. God's power to heal is present here, and we declare healing upon your body right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Healing upon your body right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I said strongly in my spirit, someone here, you're living with fear. You have this worry, this concern, anxiety. I don't know what it is. Whether because of money, it could be because of rent or fees or something. I don't know. But you are concerned that something is troubling you on your inside. God is taking care of it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. That fear leaves you now, and I speak the peace of God into your heart. The peace of God into your mind, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. I can smell Christmas in the air. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had children's Christmas party yesterday. How many of us were around? Okay. We are still God's children. I was at work. I went to school. Amen. Pastor, we're going to have adult Christmas party. Hallelujah. On the 24th, come for adult Christmas party. Abi, the Suya night, Christmas Suya, Carol Suya night. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we're going to continue on the series we started on Thursday. First off, before that, turn to the next person to tell the person compliment of the season. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Many people don't like to talk about it. I like to talk about Christmas because it's about Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Come here. Okay, no, we are not having Christmas service. You would have seen what Pastor Muiwa will cook with here and that. It's a different service. Hallelujah. But we'll be having a crossover service. So, amen. Christmas is about Christ. Be free to tell somebody, Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. Don't go and say Xmas. We don't do Xmas. We don't, because when you remove Christ, there's no mass. It doesn't make sense anymore. So be free to tell somebody, Christmas. Hallelujah. Because it's about Christ. Hallelujah. This is a December to be remembered, though. You see, the people of the world, they are carving their own. I hear some people, they say, dirty December. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's your case. Our December is sparkling clean. Christ, it's all about Christ. Hallelujah. We don't do dirty December. Our December is clean, sparkling. It's about Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me Psalm 34, because we are all going to stand up. We're going to dance right now. Amen. There's rejoicing in the air. The Lord say, rejoice, rejoice. The fact say we fast and pray. Not me say, we'll come to love those people. Have you seen people? I know them. You know those people when they are fasting. They won't walk. They won't carry any load. They won't do anything. When you tell them, say, I'm fasting. They use it to bail up you. Like, say, they want fasting is not a cause. It's not a sin. It's not a sickness. Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet as we read. One to go. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I didn't hear you. One, two, go. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. We're going to dance. We're going to sing right now. Amen. So we're going to do that song. I will bless the Lord at all times. He is good. Has God been good to you? Has God been good to you? He's been good to me from January to now. Hey. Aha. I will bless the Lord at all times. He's good. Let me hear you sing. One, two, go. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hey. He's good. Okay. Only the men. I will bless only the men. I never hear men's voice. Men, praise the Lord. Okay, we have some people, they say, I know they do English song, I want to do my Nigerian local song, hallelujah. We have song for you too, hallelujah. And it's about Jesus, we are celebrating Jesus, because Jesus is our testimony. He's the reason why we are here. He was sacrificed in our place, killed in our place, so that we will be free, we will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. You are so good, Jesus. You are so good. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. Yeah. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no government can do, you have done for me. Oh, what no man can do, you have done. What no man can do. This God is too much. Be seated. We serve a good God. What no man, what no government, what no father, what no mother can do, this Jesus has done far more than that for us. Our God is good. Amen. So on Thursday, we started a new series, our season of testimonies. I would say testimony is evidence or proof. Evidence or proof of something. We also say testimony is a formal written or spoken statement, especially one given, like the one given in the law court. We say testimony also is a declaration of truth or fact. And we counted some synonyms, other words that are like testimonies. So that when things are happening in your life, when you see them around, you know. Evidence is a word that's like testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was talking about, we talked about testimonial the other day, that many of us finish primary school and then we have a primary school living testimonial, secondary school living testimonial. So your testimonial is also a proof of your testimony, okay? Your proof of. So evidence, sworn statement, attestation, affidavit, declaration, assertion, affirmation. We talked about proof, witness, confirmation, verification, corroboration, demonstration, indication, manifestation. These are also words that connote testimony. Hallelujah. All right, so we went on talking about, we read from the scriptures. Our anchor scripture was Revelation chapter 12. Revelation 12:10-12. And it says, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. He said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Hallelujah. And so we went on and talked about that these are testimonies. They are also recorded in, even from the time of our father. If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we took from verse 1 to 3 and then further down. We talked about Enoch, we talked about Abraham, we mentioned some names. You know, remember the other time Sedman was teaching us about faith. Sedman mentioned, he said, the book of Hebrews 11 is the hall of faith, okay? So it's also, for us, is a hall of testimonies. Because it talked about, it shared a lot of testimonies. Hallelujah. It talked about a lot about testimonies. Amen. Hallelujah. So going back to the part two on this series of our seasons of testimony, we stopped at Isaiah chapter 53, right? And so we'll continue from there. Now, let's open to the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. 2 Thessalonians 1, 10 to 12. Isaiah 53 was talking about who has believed our report. Our report is our testimony. Okay? And I remember on Thursday I was saying that let no man tamper with your testimony. Your testimony is your right, your bragging right. So you can boast about it. Yes, I was dirty before, now I'm clean. I see what Christ has done. So it's your right. You hold on to it. Even when the devil comes knocking you and trying to tell you that, is it not you that used to do this before? Is it not you that used to do that? Show him, I am now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Christ did this for me. I was dirty, but he became dirty and made me clean and made me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. show him your bragging right, and then he will run away from you. That's what Jesus did. He brought the word out and showed him. He said, it is written. Your word is what gives you capacity to have a testimony. Because when you flung it, once you flung that word, it's capable of putting the devil to his place. Amen. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. He said, when he comes in that day to be glorified, yes, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. 12. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So our testimony is our evidence, our proof that Christ is in us. Philippians 2:13 will always say that it is God who works in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. So it's our proof. Anywhere we go, if you remember when Pastor Miwa was teaching, he said, He had done some things that sometimes some people just see him and they, when they hear that, they say, oh, no wonder he's a pastor. He's not doing those things because he's a pastor. He was already doing them. So, but people just see the evidence and say, oh, he knows Christ. The Bible says that those men, the disciples, when people saw them, they knew that they had been with Christ. And that's where the word Christian emanated from. They're Christ-like because they saw them and they said, these ones have been with Christ. It will show. It will show. You cannot come out from here. And then you go out on the street and we see you fighting and you're telling somebody bye-bye, you know, and all that, and be saying, you know, this kind of thing. You cannot. Because something has happened to you. There is a transformation that has taken place in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 John chapter 4. You see, the reason we started having testimonies in our life is because in our lives is because Christ loved us. God loved us. And he showed it forth that he loved us. And so, having loved us, our lives now became transformed. What we got to know of his love. Hallelujah. So, but how did we get to know that he loved us first? We'll see it. There's a testimony to that. Okay? The testimony of the offering of his begotten son. 1 John 4, okay? We'll take it from verse 17 to 19. Love has been perfected. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. As who is? As Christ is. As God is. Amen. Amen. When they tell some people and say, you are like God. They say, No. I'm not clean. I'm dirty. I'm a filthy rag. No. He said, as he is, so are we. We are clean. We are holy. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's not by our works. It's a gift. But we have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let me, can we come? Let me give, I want to do an example. Come. If a gift is given to you, it becomes yours. Come. So, you'll give me my money back. So, this is my money, but I'm giving it to you as a gift. It becomes what? It's now hers. Abby? Good. Now, she can do whatever she wants to do with it. Is this still my money? No. It's a gift. So she can, if she wants to talk to her mates or her friends now, what would she say? I have money. Right? It's a gift from God to us. So we now have it. It's our rights. So we can go about joyful. We can go about healed. We can go about celebrating because we now have the life of Christ. We are clean. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God bless you. I'll collect my money later. Amen. Hallelujah. So, it's a gift. It's a gift. So God did not just make us clean and then he's still holding back that. And then. No. It's a gift. It's our right. So we can go about basking and shouting and jumping. We are healed. We have been delivered. We've been set free. We've been cleansed. I see people who get born again and they see saying somebody just... No. You are filled with God's presence. And so you go about living your life like you are filled. Can't be talking about sin again, going back to sin again. No. Because something has happened to you. You are not the same man. You're not the same person who sinned. You're not the same person who killed. You're not the same person who stole. You are a rebranded new person. They're not painting you like Tokumbo. You are brand new, one who never existed. Hallelujah. Amen. Give me Ephesians chapter. Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 19 to 22. He said, now therefore, you are no longer strangers. You know, we were strangers before, but now haven't cleansed us, haven't drawn us close. We are no longer strangers. He said, now you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens. Fellow what? Citizens. With the saints and members of the household of God. Hallelujah. Amen. What he's simply saying is that it's not because I am not from Ogun State or Oyo State that means that Sister Buki is not my brother or my sister. No. There's a stronger connection now, which is the blood of Christ. Amen. So she's not going to look at me and just say, no, this one's not related to me. I won't correct him. Or no, I won't show love. No. She's going to love me because that love constrains us. That love, that blood of Christ that drew us into the same fold. That's why I talked about go back to the last verse. 19. That's what I'm talking about. Household of God. That's a family. And then somebody wants to tell you that, you know that blood is thicker than water. This is my blood relative. There's a blood that is stronger than that blood. And that's the blood of Christ. Amen. And that's why you see like pastor sometimes will carry some matters on his head. This is not his relative, but he's doing it. Why? Because he understands this. There is something. A price was paid for that person. So that person is precious. Do you know how many cases that men of God solve all the time, or people in church solve? Even somebody they are supposed to give up on. I see someone some days ago that Mrs. Ajiri was still chasing after another. That one, they have followed her up and down. This is the kind of person that ordinarily you would have given up on. I bet your case served too much. Go sit down one corner. But she still kept following up. Why? Understanding of this household of God. It's a family. It's a family. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. You must have testimonies this year. Amen. This is the bottom part. It's December. You must have testimonies. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 20 to 22. It says, for all the promises of God in him are what? Yes. And in him, amen. To the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God. Next. Who also has sealed us. Sealed us. Not with gum stay. Not with... those rubber gum they use in classroom, not the one that Uche is using to do artwork. Sealed us with what? Sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So this seal here is the Spirit of God. Who dare tear what the Spirit of God has sealed? How can you do that? Sealed with the Spirit of God as a guarantee. The reason why you open Toby's Zobo and you are coughing and drinking it is because there's a seal. You know that this one has not been tampered with. Abby? And now you break the seal. You have been sealed. Giving us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee, who has sealed us and given us the Spirit now. So when you see, when there's a seal, there's a produce, a product. Let's say, what will I use now? A washing machine, a freezer, or whatever. And then it is sealed. It comes in the carton. When you tear the thing open by yourself, you are confident. Your heart, your mind, they at rest. Say, this thing, they, it come sealed, right? It has not been tampered with. Now, he said, who has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee? As you see that, if it has been tampered with and it's open and you're not the one who opened it and they just brought it with the carton shattered already, your mind will tell me, say, somebody don't carry this thing before you get fought, so you just put them for inside this thing, carry come like that. You are not sure. But he said, he did not only seal, there is a guarantee. So, another thing again that gives you assurance is, where you have such product, it comes with a what? With a warranty. Eh? When you look at it and you see that thing, you know that if you carry, if you take it home, when you take it home and there's a problem, there's a fault, you can bring it back. Abi? And they will swap it for you. They will do an exchange of, or something for you. Now, the guarantee here is God's Spirit. And the Bible says that God cannot lie. And then he now gave you the seal of his promise, of his Spirit, as a guarantee again. What does that tell you? Every word God has said to me, if he said I am healed, I am healed. If he said I have joy, I have joy. If he said I am blessed, I am blessed. If he said I have his whatever it is that I'm looking, I'm desiring, and I'm praying about, I have it. Hallelujah. Jesus talking to them, like we prayed this morning. He said, whatsoever you ask, believe in, you will get it. Whatsoever you ask. So I don't know what you are asking. The only thing that can deny you your testimony is you. Whatever it is you want, you can get. He said, whatsoever you ask, whatsoever you ask in my name, is yours. Said practitioners the other time said, even if it does not exist, that's the real interpretation of that word, you will get it, he will create it for you. Mark 11, 20, go back to 23, verse 20, start from 23. He says, for assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. 24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe that you receive them and you have them. Amen. I'll show us something. Oh, Makabayana Nishalos. There's a scripture we prayed this morning, and that is the book of where Jesus was talking to them about that fig tree. Okay, Matthew chapter 21. Quickly. Matthew 21, verse 21 and 22. So Jesus, this is the story about the fig tree that Jesus caused. When Jesus went to the tree and wanted to pluck to eat, and he didn't see anything, so he was angry and he said, no one eats from you anymore. And he went his way. On coming back, they called his attention and said, the tree you caused, see it, it has withered. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree. That means you will not only perform the miracles that I performed just now, you will do even exceedingly much more. He said, but also if you say to this mountain, meaning that whatever challenge, whatever it is, that mountain signifies anything. Whatever it is, whatever challenge that is, whatever it is that is coming, that is not even here right now, whenever, however, wherever. But also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. Next verse. Next verse, 22. 22, please. And whatever things you ask, And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Amen. Do we have people with needs? Do we have people who really have things they want to pray about, they want to talk to God about? Do we have people with desires? When you pray, believe that you have it. Believe as you are praying and asking God for it, and you will get it. That's what he's saying. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Hallelujah. God is not wicked. He does not want you to stress yourself for nothing. He has said that even whatever it is that you want to, he is ready. Just only ask in faith, believe him, and you will get it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must uphold, we must have that confidence that yes, our testimony comes sure. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And that's why I was telling us in the book of 2 Corinthians, yeah, too, that we have this treasure in heaven vessels. So the presence of God is in us. We have the capacity to get testimony, whatever testimony we want. This is not the time or the era that you see somebody, they say somebody is dying, and you say, ah, make I not go there. Because say, I join people. You can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So why should I be scared to go lay hands on somebody? Why should I be scared to pray about something? It's not of me. It's God that is doing it. That's why you remember what I said about Philippians 2:13. For it's God working in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. So it must, head or tail, we win. It must work in our favor. Testimony is sure. So why should I be worried that God fi no do am more? God fi no do am. No. That's foolishness. Yours is to do it. Yours is to do it in faith. Pray and you will get the answer. Hallelujah. Amen. Next verse. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Yes, people see you that this is flesh and blood. People see you that this is divine surgery. Yes, people know you by your name. You are Michael, you are Ngozi, you are whatever, Daniel. People know you in the flesh. But what they are yet to see is the manifestation of Christ in you. And that is possible. And only you can do that. How? You must maintain in your mind, knowing fully well that you are now filled with the Spirit of God. So the things you do are things that will show that manifestation that this is God's vessel. Hallelujah. Next verse. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have been, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Yes, next. And 14, please. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes. Hallelujah. I love that. For all things are for your sakes. Jesus is not going to come down now. People now see Jesus again walking the earth again. He doesn't need to. He had done his part. You are the Jesus now that people will see. Hallelujah. So wherever you are going, you can be sure that I carry Jesus. You carry Jesus on your inside. And so with that, you can do the things that Jesus would ordinarily do. What would Jesus do when he sees somebody that is sick? He will lay hands and pray for the person and heal the person. What would Jesus do when somebody does something bad to him? He forgives and move on. Hallelujah. So the things that Jesus would do, you that is here already now, you do it. Remember Paul teaching, he said, we are the epistle of the now. We are the scriptures that people see now. So we must do like Jesus, for all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound the glory of God. Yes, the glory comes to God, but you are there in the field right now. Hallelujah. For those who understand football, Those who are in the pitch are the people playing. There are people on the bench. If a goal is to be scored, who scores the goal? The person on the bench or the one in the field? Those in the field. Those on the bench, they can only talk from here to wherever, just like Nigerians. They say the world is in Nigeria that we have one of the strongest fan base of football. Nigerians can tear shit and do anything and argue from here. No, Ronaldo is better than Messi. Messi is better than Ronaldo. They can argue. They know they earn $1 on top of it. But they can shout. Even I heard 2 weeks ago of somebody who stabbed somebody because of a club that won. You know, they are so passionate. They can do so many terrible things. But see, who they field, Nego Fiskogo. You can only shout and be saying, no, if you do one like this, I for you, see left leg. You for there inside me, you don't. Amen. So the glory is of God, not us. We are just in the field doing what he wants us to do. We are doing his biddings. Hallelujah. So people see us. Whatever we do, whether we heal the sick or do any good work, glory goes to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. 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 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter 1. Verse 3. 1 Peter 1, verse 3 down. You know, some of these things have been told to us long ago. Okay, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Yes, next. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Next verse. Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Ready to be revealed through us. Us. Hallelujah. Even this generation, the scripture says that this generation, they are waiting earnestly for our manifestation. For our manifestation. And God does not waste resources. He has loaded us with stores. He has loaded us with his power, with his spirit. He cannot equip us and then we will now truncate all efforts. No. We have to put them to good use. Put them to good use. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, next verse as we get ready to round up. Yes, in this you greatly rejoice. True now, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Next. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Go on next. Whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Next, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you from afar off. From afar off. Hallelujah. Next verse. Searching what? Or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. Next, last verse. To them it was revealed that not to themselves but to us, hallelujah, that were ministering the things to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. things which angels desired to look into. Let me break it down. What he's really saying is that our fathers had encounters with God. God himself, because then they never had the Holy Spirit. So God will come in his presence, talk with them, and you know, sometimes his presence departs and all that. When they sin, God gives them chance. But what he's saying is that they knew, because God told them, this pastor was talking about this, they have informations. For those of you who were in Bible school, you heard what Pastor Wilma was saying. They had these informations from our father Abraham. Last week he was saying, from the information that Abraham passed down to Isaac, his son, and then to Jacob, and then to Joseph and his brothers. They had these informations. They had these books. We had all these informations and gathered. And that's why when we read Romans 15:4, we see that he's talking about all these messages, all this information passed down to us. They have them. But what we have now is far more than what they had. The Holy Spirit makes a big difference. Apart from the Holy Spirit in the picture, they had that this time is going to come when will we have the Spirit working. But they never saw it. Amen. You know what that means? We are privileged to be in this time. Meaning that these people of now have the capacity to commune with God direct, life and direct, because his Spirit dwells in us. Not that one that his presence comes and say, Moses, take off your shoes. No. So you know his Spirit is in you and he's telling you, revealing things to you, telling you, Amen. It is sweet when you understand the things of the Spirit and you can flow in the things of the Spirit. Amen. When you get home, read Paul's letter, okay? Read Philippians chapter 1, 3 to 30. And you will just love Paul's letter to the church. You will just love it. How he has had experiences with the Spirit. And it's so sweet because it gives you vital information. That's why the Bible calls us that we are custodians of the now. We are the custodians of mysteries, of deep things. Say deep things that are not revealed to our fathers, they are being revealed to you. How would you feel that your father, who had lived before you, had a house, a car, and to him that's all he knows? And then your father, maybe your father is dead like my dad, and then all of a sudden you get an information that your father has an estate somewhere else that nobody knows of, and then the documents are vital and they are there. How would you feel? You feel like this is a big plus to the family. And nobody knows. You'll be grateful. That's what he's saying. The Spirit gives us far more informations that are beyond human reach. But you can get them. Why? Because you have the Spirit. He said, because this Spirit searches deep. Yeah, even the deep things of the earth. Hallelujah. We are blessed and we are privileged to be in this era. This era of testimonies. Do not deprive yourself. Leave room, make elbow room, create room, because testimonies abound and testimonies are coming. Let us rise up on our feet this morning. Hallelujah. He has given us a new command. Live like Christ. Love like Christ. Be joyful. Rejoice. Live like you know that you have him. The Bible says, we cannot live like unbelievers beating the air aimlessly. We know for sure, for certainty, we know who we are and we know what we are about. Hallelujah. We cannot gainsay. We are not gainsaying. We know. We are not guessing. We know. We are not guessing. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray this morning. And what we're praying is, Lord, thank you because I am in the picture. Thank you because you have me in mind. You had me in mind when you created the earth. And thank you because I'm walking in them. I'm walking in them. All that you have proposed for me, I'm walking in them. I'm walking in them. Thank you because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm walking in my testimonies. I'm walking in them. I'm walking in them. They are coming. I'm getting them. I'm coming. They are coming. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Yes. Testimonies abound. Yes. In my health, in my marriage, in my relationship, in everything I do, in my business. Oh, thank you, because I'm counting my testimonies. I'm counting my breakthroughs. Oh, lebranos kobane hidabados levina kapadaya nanado shada de yadabosa. Thank you, because I'm favored on all sides. Lebranos shada dada. Oh, lamande brene no sote hidaboka da yadada. My space is beautiful. Elemondo brono no sote hidadosha. Testimonies abound. Le palabosh. I'm victorious on all sides. Elamande vreno kopan da badadadesh. Elika bagadados odea. Yes, breakthroughs are coming. Le benedos adadea. Elapanda brana mande vreno no sote hida gabadados. Elebosha da da da. Make sure you're praying. This is day 15. I'm counting my testimonies. I'm counting my testimonies. I'm counting my testimonies. And I'm finishing this year stronger, better than I started. The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. My space is beautiful. I have a good heritage. Ela banda brana mande vrene no kobanda brada dosa. Ela manda yade shadada. A better version of me emerge. Ela baka dados. Eli pala barabaya na na na. Kamaita payada dos. Ele brene no som elika baradada. Ele brondo sotorika dadado. Daily you load me with benefits. Oh, mali pala baraya dosa. And I create space for many blessings coming. Glory to you, Father. Thank you, mighty God. We give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.